Well, we're still here, so let's talk about it. I have had so many questions about the idea of green burial that I couldn't wait any longer, so I'm just going to bring you a little bit at a time because I'm learning about this process just like you'll be learning, except maybe I've read a couple articles already. Maybe you're way ahead of me too. Either way, I hope that you'll find my presentations on green burial interesting, informative, maybe raising even more questions. And if you do, just go ahead and reach out, Kathy@whilewerestillhere.com. Here we go. So as I said, a lot of people who have been attending my doula events or I've come to know in my various comings and goings as hospice volunteer or just an end-of-life doula who's putting her name out there and informing the community, the question on people's minds is, what is this thing about green burial? So I've been looking it up. One of my attendees at a recent event told me about a cemetery near me that is a green burial cemetery. I looked on the website and learned a little bit about it. They're certified by an organization called the Green Burial Council. The Green Burial Council offers a list of items that cemeteries need to be proficient in order to be certified to be able to use the Green Burial Council logo on their marketing materials. And they must also submit those marketing materials for their approval in order to be able to associate with Green Burial Council. On the site Green Burial Council, there's a list state by state of certified cemeteries. I'm going to read you a little bit of the list of the criteria to get certification. The criteria are caring for the dead with minimal environmental impact that aids in the conservation of natural resources, reduction of carbon emissions, protection of worker health, restoration and/or preservation of habitat. So what does all this mean? Well, here are the characteristics that the Green Burial Council describes. This would be a company that forgoes toxic embalming, does away with vaults, chooses biodegradable containers, caskets, shrouds, and urns, discontinues herbicides, pesticides, fertilizers, encourages sustainable management practices, may use GPS units or non-native stone markers to mark grave sites, and they may support land conservation efforts. So as you can see, they are really trying to put forth this idea of lowering or reducing the carbon footprint, reducing the amount of pollution that gets released into the air and leached into our soil. And they want companies that stand by what they say they're going to do. That, in and of itself, can be a real peace of mind, because as I've begun this research into quote-unquote green burial, there's a lot of companies out there that say they're green, but they're not really. We're going to talk about that in, I don't know, the next several episodes, maybe just the next one. I don't know where this little journey is going to take me while I'm sharing with you, but I'm learning a lot. On top of this idea of being able to be certified by the Green Burial Council and the ability to use their logo, they also include them on their directory, which is where I went to find the local one to me. You can search by state and see where they're located. Maybe there's one by you. The last part that the Green Burial Council includes as part of their certification is this statement of having the quote-unquote opportunity to demonstrate these following items. The first one being respect for family's wishes, commitment to worker safety, support of green burial initiatives, trust in maintaining verifiable standards, dedication to protecting the environment, participation in shaping the future of funeral service, and commitment to an ethic rooted in transparency, accountability, and ecological responsibility. I would say that if you're a company and you're seeking certification from a council such as this, seeing these seven items, you really need to be on board with all of them if you want to identify yourself with a council such as the Green Burial Council. If you're not doing those things, you might need to think twice about whether you can call yourself a true green burial company. Having said that, I'm hoping that as this type of burial is becoming more mainstream, more and more people will be informed so they can root out those who don't do what they claim or hold up the green burial methodology or philosophy. This is just something else for you to put in your toolkit, something that you can look into before you need it. And if you have a loved one who's nearing the end of their life, this is just one more item that you can add to the end-of-life conversation. What are your wishes? Who are you going to choose to speak for you when you're no longer able to do so? And are you interested in a green burial? Let's talk about that. It's pretty good stuff. I have a lot more to learn, and I already have a lot more to say. But for now, at least you know what a green burial is and how to get one that's certified, and hopefully in your area. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye. I'm sure glad you were with me today. Talking about death and dying is hard enough. As we go forward, talking about death and dying and all the topics about end of life, conversations, the people that we love, people we want to know better, let's just keep learning together. And if there's something that you want to learn more about, you can drop me an email. My address is Kathy@whilewerestillhere.com. The website is whilewerestillhere.com. And the podcast is, you guessed it, While We're Still Here. So lots of ways to reach out, lots of ways to dig in and learn about talking to those people that we love while they're still here to have a conversation. Think about that. And until next time, folks, take care.